1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Wow, we're finally here. Oh, the top 10 phone taps of the year.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
We made it through the year, you guys.
You know what? It's not the holiday season until we start counting down phone taps.
Right. I mean, we still have another month to go, but you know, let's... This is the end for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And the top 10 phone taps are powered by Xbox Series X.
Nice.
And I would say all of us are pretty competitive on this show.
Yeah.
You know, each one of us, Brooke, Jose, and I, want to be voted in to the top 10.
Right.
Of course.
Because, you know, that just shows that we did a good job.
Yeah.
But who is going to sneak in at number 10 to kick us off?
Okay. That's the lowest of the 10. I mean, still top 10.
I mean, it's still the top.
Okay, sorry.
I don't care.
Number 10
is
our own Brooke Fox.
I got the participation ribbon.
No! You're top 10.
This is just the first of 10, but in today's, she calls a guy who's getting pranked by his coworkers in a warehouse. Apparently, he's been late a couple times this year, and the new management, aka Brooke, is about to give him a little surprise test.
I love this one.
Yes,
I have a feeling he's not going to pass. It's your number 10 phone tap of the year right now. And remember, after you hear it, be caller number 25, and you'll win an awesome prize pack from Xbox Series X.
Yes.
Moving 92.5.
Seattle's number one hit music station.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's 10 phone taps of Christmas.
Powered by the all-new Xbox Series X.
Number 10.
Hello?
Hi, this is Lisa with Corporate HR. I'm looking for Keith.
Yeah, this is Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith. Nice to officially speak with you. I took over for Carrie after the merger.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me today. I know everyone's trying to get their bearings. I see here you work in the warehouse. How do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. You know, I've been here for almost 3 years, so yeah, I like it.
That's good. So I was just calling today because the new company that we work for, they're really on the cutting edge of technology when it comes to their products.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're looking for ways to implement it in the workplace as well.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's good. How do they want to do that?
Well, for example, all of the employees here will be required to participate in something we call SOAP.
What was that?
Oh, excuse me. It's a lingo thing. It stands for Skill Optimization Artificial Intelligence Program, SOAP.
Oh, all right. Well, that's kind of a funny acronym. I've never heard that before, so
I'm
sure the guys are going to kick out of that.
Totally. I mean, I'm sure they will. And in fact, it's why I called today. See, the AI program has been installed on our phone systems already.
Oh, on the company phone?
Yeah, I can start the automation if you're okay with it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm ready to get soaped.
Okay, so just answer a few questions, and after you're done, I'll be right back with you.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Keith. Welcome to Soap. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
That is good. My name is Samantha. First off, can you tell me what you think your biggest strength is when it comes to your job?
Oh, my biggest strength, I guess it's my work ethic. I'm a pretty strong worker.
I just coordinated the SOAP database to access your time clock files, and your statement regarding hard work appears to be untruthful.
I mean, I do work pretty hard. I would say majority of the time. And I don't take a lot of sick days, either.
In the last 2 years, you've called in sick over 12 times.
I didn't know it was really that many, but everybody calls in sick every now and then, you know, every once in a while, so.
12 times is 300% greater than our company average.
I don't know what to say here. That's just not very accurate.
You don't have to say it. Your records already speak for themselves, and the performance is considered poor at best.
Wait.
Shame. Shame. Shame on you, Keith.
There's got to be some misunderstanding.
For coming in late and abusing sick time privileges, you will need to pay the company back $2,315. Make sure to tell your human resource contact that amount. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Whoa. Hey.
Hi, Keith. I'm back on. This is Lisa. How did it go?
Not great.
What do you mean?
I think there's been a mix-up in my records. Hmm. The computer was saying that I owed the company money for being late, which that can't be true.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Keith, but that computer is the AI, and SOAP program is 99% accurate.
Well, I must be that 1% that it's not right, because this is most certainly, I mean, I've been here for 3 years. I've been a loyal worker. Mm-hmm. So maybe Siri can go back and, or whatever her name was, go back
Samantha.
And look that over.
Samantha is our AI.
Oh, Samantha.
She's really been great.
Yeah, you should give her a raise for sure. Anyway, I got to get back to work here. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually technically on break now.
Yeah, you should definitely get back.
I don't want Samantha to record this. I mean, come on now.
I'm sorry to laugh. You should definitely get back to work. We've been wasting your time. Samantha isn't real.
Say that again.
I'm sorry, Keith. This is actually a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you, man.
Oh, my God.
You're so stressed out. Your coworker Greg set you up.
Oh, my God. Greg?
Yeah, he said you were all worried about the new company merger and he wanted to mess with you.
Yeah, because you don't know. I mean, with everything going on, it's like, oh, man, then the robots are coming in.
I'd watch that sick time, Greg. I don't know how much longer you're going to have a job.
I didn't want to admit to it, but those percentages are pretty right on. I mean, they're pretty accurate, so... You're going to give me a heart attack over here.
That was your number 10 phone tap of 2020.